News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Psephologist and political analyst Audrin Flynn joins us just to look ahead at what's left to be decided in the local and European elections. Audrin, let's start with the locals. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they're so close at the top as to who's going to be the biggest party. Can you make a call on that, or is it just too hard to tell at this stage?
Well, they both look like they're going to be virtually the same, 22.9 in terms of percentage vote. I was looking through the seat. There's about 120 seats still to be determined. And it looks as if I'm still looking through a lot of them there. I think Fine Gael, because they're 10 ahead now, I think Fine Gael will just shade it. There's a couple of places where they look like take maybe possibly two seats still to come. So I think Fine Gael will shade it maybe by 10 seats or something like that.
Okay, as near as makes no difference, I suppose, really. Let's look through the European constituencies. We'll start with Dublin. Two seats and probably a third look guaranteed.
Andrews and Dana Docherty will get home. And they will probably get to the quota, and they're about, 14,000 short or 12,000 short each now. But they will get to the quota. They may likely be the only two who will get to the quota.
Yeah.
And the other two seats be filled short of the quota. I think Lynn Boylan, I know obviously it's been a bad day for Sinn Féin, but I think they probably will rescue that seat. Primarily because the 11,500 votes at Daly Doolan House, I would suspect at least probably 7,000 of those will go to Lynn Boylan, and that will take her, give her a cushion,
Far enough ahead. So for the fourth seat, I had a quick glance this morning. I think Niall Boylan, my guess is, probably won't make it, just based on, because where is he going to get transfers from? Disagree?
No, I don't. We talked to this in detail in the studio last night, and other people in on it as well. It's hard to see where Niall Boylan is going to get transfers from. He probably will get some from some of the left candidates, far right candidates, I meant to say, who are there. I think in total it's around about 15,000 to 20,000 of those. He'll get some of those, but there are a lot of still left candidates. Breed Smith, there's Sinead Gibney. Claire Daly, obviously. And I think Kieran Cuff, actually, despite sort of earlier beliefs that he wasn't going to do too well, actually has gone very well, in fact, in relative terms. And I think he will be fighting out for the last seat with Eoin Reardon.
Okay, all right, between those two. Let's go south. Obviously, two of the seats guaranteed, a third of the five guaranteed, do you think, as well?
Well, probably it's hard. The problem with the other two is, at least we've hard information now in Dublin. And the other two, and listening to people and rely on the count sites there, a lot of the people are really sort of having a clue, really, in some cases. Who's, you know, they know by the big piles for the leaders, like for Sean Kelly and Billy Keller. Sean Kelly and Billy Keller. After that, there's one last night it was suggested to me by somebody who's very close to it, is that Niamh Horrigan actually might sort of sneak a last seat there.
She is the candidate
for Labour.
For Labour. Wow, that would be some turn up. You're saying McNamara wins the third seat? Independent.
It depends. You see, McNamara's got a chance of winning it. But a lot of that expectation has been built on getting such a high portion of the Clare votes. But we don't know what he's going to get the rest of the constituency at this point. And they don't seem to know on the ground. Because the big problem here, and even more so in the Northwest Midlands, is there's very, very incomplete tallies done.
Okay. Give us your best guess, though, at this stage. Give us your best guess. Do you think Mick Wallace could make it or not?
I feel it the way it's gone. I don't think he will.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Midlands Northwest. Yeah. Give us your five-seater again. And again, it looks certainly the two of the seats look pretty certain, don't they?
Yeah, well, I think Mick Flanagan will win.
Yeah. Should be a Fianna Fáil seat there, Barry Cowan, probably.
There'll be a Fianna Fáil seat. All right. quite, you know, Nina Carberry is polled quite well in parts of the West. Yes,
Fine Gael, Nina Carberry, yeah.
Yeah. So, but Maria Walsh, I think, is probably still shading her. So you wouldn't rule out two seats for Fine Gael in that. Fianna Fáil, if they win a seat, whether Barry Cowan or Lisa Chambers would be the two front runners in that. It depends who goes ahead. And obviously it depends who gets eliminated from what part of the country. Because obviously, as you know, it's constituency that stretches from Kildare to Donegal.
Yeah.
So it depends who gets eliminated. You know, it happened the last time. If you remember, Fianna Fáil didn't get a seat because I think it was Thomas Byrne and Patrick Hope Gallagher. And the transfers didn't go. They actually stayed within the region rather than going West. Yeah, that's a danger. You know,
so
when you're running.
What's your best guess? And I accept it is just a guess at this stage.
Yeah, my best bet is that it will be Flanagan and it will be Jim. Yeah, you wouldn't rule out Kieran Mullooly.
Okay, all right. Kieran Mullooly winning and possibility of a second Fine Gael seat there.
Yeah, a possibility. The other possibility is whether or not. The big one is what Sinn Féin can hold a seat there. I know they had prospects there a few months ago of having two. Now, where they will even take one is a good question.
Yeah, I'm not sure the ticket was the most cleverly thought through ticket. But anyway, okay.
Their strategy actually wasn't great at all. Yeah. And many right across the locals and everything. So, and fairness, they're acknowledging that.
Yeah. Audrey Flynn, we will leave it there. Thank you indeed for that update.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.